Now, have you ever had cornmeal dumplings?
No, ma'am, I don't eat no cornmeal dumplings.
Okay. How about hush puppies or corn dodgers?
Well, I guess they made it on a little tray and then hand it out to you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'd eat them.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Soft cornbread?
Uh-huh. Served in a bowl. You just put cornmeal, you boil cornmeal. Really, it's what it
means. Well, you call it a hash or something.
Okay.
Some kind of cornmeal soup, you call it hash.
What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour?
Biscuits.
Well, now, if it's made in loaves.
Whole cakes. Biscuits.
Well, they're just the kind of bread that you buy in the grocery store.
Loaf bread.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry kind of thing? It's sweet, and it's about that round, and it's got a hole in the middle.
So it's round, and
it's round.
A cake?
It's a kind of cake, yeah. It's got a hole in the middle.
Yes,
yeah,
so a pound cake.
Donuts, don't you know that? Maybe you
will. Well, that's true. A pound cake does have a hole in the middle.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
One of those
yes, because I like them. I bought them.
Uh-huh. And what I'm thinking about, though, is something that's a good bit smaller than a pound cake. It's just about
donut.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking
of. I know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Lord. I'm
What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Pancakes.
Okay. Do you have any other names for them besides pancakes? Could you ever call them flapjacks or flitters or anything?
Yeah.
Would you ever call them flapjacks or flitters or batter cakes?
Yes, flitters. Yes, I was trying to think.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Salted but not.
But not smoked. From the side
Midland.
Of a hog. Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head?
Well, a hog head is made up and you call it, I call it south meat.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Which thing?
The hard thing in the middle of a cherry.
Middle of a seed.
Okay. What do you call the center of a peach?
The kernel.
Okay. What do you call the peach? A peach whose meat sticks to the seed.
You call them pickle peaches.
Well,
you make pickle
well,
peaches
now,
out of them.
There are two kind of peaches now. One, the meat sticks to the seed, and one, the meat comes off the seed real easy.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay.
Now, what do you...
And one is called Cliffstone, the other called, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think what you call it. One is called Cliffstone.
Okay.
Well, that's what comes apart, but not the other.
Well, how about a clingstone or a plum peach or a
plum peach? Peach, yes.
A plum peach?
Yes.
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? What do you call beans that don't
Snap
have to be
beans. Or green beans in the way you want.
Okay. What do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
You call them shell-out beans that won't have to get dry, you shell them out.
Okay.
They're too dry to
Well, now, what are some different kinds of shell-out beans?
Well, they've got
string
beans,
okay.
Pole beans.
And what's the difference between string beans and pole beans?
Pole beans grow on a garden.
Uh-huh.
And corn on top of that long bean and the other bean just grow in a row.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Bab.